What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
All right, guys. So what you need to know right now is that two Dodgers have been named as finalists for Gold Glove Awards this year. Mookie Betts in right field. And then we've also got pitcher Tyler Anderson. So what you need to know is that two Dodgers are up for Gold Glove Awards. I feel like usually there's a lot more than that, like five or six. But yeah, I guess this year there's only two guys. But still better than nothing.
I would think Mookie is an easy, easy one. I mean, my goodness, the plays that he makes, the catches that he makes. I mean, I think Mookie is a no-doubter.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I would think.
I would agree. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Cappy, do you want to know how many Padres are up for Gold Gloves?
Sure, but here's what I do know without even knowing how many. I know one guy that's not up for a Gold Glove, and that sort of, to me, discredits the whole Gold Glove award. How could Manny Machado at third base not be up for one? He had a brilliant year.
Ugh. Yeah, that is kind of surprising. But for the Padres, and I'm only telling you this because we got Slee on hold too, and I know that he'll have like his little moment with this.
Ugh.
Jake Cronenworth at second base.
Okay,
we got Juan
sense.
Soto in right field. Center field, Trent Grisham, and then shortstop Ha Song Kim.
I mean, just ridiculous that Machado's not in on that, but whatever.
Whatever.
Did you wear your new Padre shirt?
I'm wearing a Lakers shirt today because
she's wearing a Lakers shirt.
Yeah. Go girl, go!
You know, because the Cavs played last night and they almost won. They almost beat Toronto.
So you're like adopting the Lakers as like your Western team?
Oh yeah, they have been since I've lived here.
Okay,
I want the Lakers to, and plus Bron, you know, like that's my man.
Exactly, that's fine.
Cappy.
Yep.
So yesterday, Slee was says, "Hey, or no, today, sorry, because I was here early." He goes, "Do you have that shirt that Kaplan gave you?" And I was like, nah, he respects me too much. He didn't give me them doo-doo colors.
Right.
But I think he wanted that doo-doo color
shirt.
I'll hook him up with doo-doo. I will hook Slee up.
Drop, man.
No problem.
Drop.
And with that, here's Slee.
It was so clean, too, the way you said it.
I need that
it's
as a
like
drop.
It's like the perfect drop right there. I'll hook him up with doo-doo. There's Slee. Even Slee's laughing.
Slee, you need a new doo-doo shirt?
I was curious because Laura has told me, she's like, look, I'm petty when it comes to this stuff. I hope the Padres lose. And she leans into it, which I respect. I'm like, okay, but I thought Scott was going to bring you some gear. She basically said, yeah, he's not even going to try. So I get it. I understand it. You know, Cap, I think I'm good. I have plenty of it. And I know it's a little interesting time here in L.A., but we got to at least ride this little wave that we have. It doesn't happen often in San Diego, so we're just trying to take advantage of it.
Doesn't happen often. I was saying earlier today, man, I'm here since 2001, and yeah, there were a couple of teams that made the playoffs, 05 and 06, but nothing has ever happened to the city of San Diego that is currently going on, and I know everybody in L.A. is turned off, and I know that Dodger fans' baseball season's long over. I'm just here to tell you, man, this town is electrified because they ain't never seen anything like this before. Not this generation.
No, not at all. I mean, what's kind of sad about this, but I went to a game. They had a playoff game in 1998. I was in high school at Qualcomm Stadium. It was the Astros and the Padres. And I went to yesterday's game, so it's the first playoff game I've seen them win in San Diego since then. That's not normal. Definitely not normal.
I mean, what is this? Hacksaw? Is Hacksaw going to call in next and we're going to keep talking about this?
Right.
What the hell?
I know, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, why don't you just... That's funny. Good job, Laura. Listen, just invite him on the Cappy Cast. Why don't you do that? Has Slee been on the Cappy Cast?
No, he hasn't, but you know what? He should. He should be on the Cappy Cast.
There you go.
All right, there you go. I'm ready.
All right, Slee, how do the Lakers recover from the embarrassment that was game one?
Yeah, that's a good question. I tell you what, I think I was, you know, a lot of people went after the Lakers on Tuesday night, on Wednesday, and I understand it. I know they're an easy target. I guess I've just tapered my expectations, and there's levels in the NBA. There are teams that are real deal and have chances to win championships, and I know the Clippers are one of those teams that a lot of people are picked to be in that mix. The Golden State Warriors are going for their fifth championship in 9 years. Lakers are just not in that conversation, and it's sad to, you know, to say it and to admit it, but it's the truth. You know, game one was just it was a good chance to see why the Golden State Warriors would be competing for another championship. And for the Lakers, whether it's a bad draw or it's not, these 6, 7, 10 games to start off the season, they have zero chance to try to figure some stuff out. So it's going to be a rough start. Let's see if Anthony – look, here's the findings. George, you go look at that box score, and I know box score doesn't say everything, but LeBron statistically was there, AD statistically was there, and they still lost by, you know, they still were never in the game. So it's going to be, a lot is going to have to do with some of these other guys do for the Lakers, these bench players, these role players. And I think everybody's got to be kind of convinced that something's going to change until they just have this blind faith that something will change.
You know, I'm going to push back a little bit here. You know, when you say that they were never in the game, I want to say, Slee, first of all, at the end of the first quarter, it was like a 2-point lead for Golden State. At the end of the second quarter, it may have been like 7 points. 7 points is not insurmountable necessarily. It was the third quarter where Golden State completely blew them out. So for at least a half, I was impressed that they were competitive. But come on, man. Like, it's the first game. Like, this was not game 82 when they're knocked out of the playoffs. Just so much negativity is all I'm saying.
So the Lakers, you're right, that it no matter what they do, if anybody gets a chance to talk about the Lakers and to go after them, let's just say every media outlet and fans and Twitter and everything else, they will do it. And you're right that the score said they were down 7. But trust me, at halftime, you never felt like that the Lakers were really in the game. And then the third quarter, everything just, you know, I think went back to normal. I'm with you that I thought they were fortunate to only be down 7. But you just can't compare the Lakers to a team like the Warriors. You just can't. And if something changes down the road, then maybe we could have a different conversation. But tonight, I actually think, could be a competitive game. It's not like the Clippers, you know, they're last season, Kawhi doesn't play all year. You got Kawhi warming up right now. They got some new players, too. They're incredibly deep. They got pretty much everything you need on paper. But they're not a machine like the Warriors are, so they might need some time to
Right, pushing. And Slee, that's my issue. That's why I'm, like, if I was a betting man, I would take the Lakers at least plus the points tonight. It's 5.5.
What do you mean if you were a betting man? You are a betting man.
I am a betting man, so I am taking the points. But nonetheless, it's that. It's they just don't have the synergy, right? It's not just Kawhi. Norman Powell played for like 2 weeks and then got hurt. Paul George hasn't played with these guys in a while, right? Like, they're trying to, you know, ingratiate different guys into this rotation that haven't played a ton of minutes together so they can be a little rusty or even sloppy potentially.
And if we gauge everything off the best team in the NBA, the Golden State Warriors are going to make a lot of teams look really, really bad. Yeah. And Lakers were just the first team on their schedule to do that. George, I'm with you. Clippers might, you know, we might be sitting here in 2 months and saying, wow, they're really clicking, but I'm also not surprised if they take a second to get going.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I just think that, as you point out, Slee, everybody wants to beat up on the Lakers, and many people in national media take great pleasure in watching their failure, and in one half of basketball, everybody made up their mind that they're terrible and they're not going anywhere, and I'm kind of thinking to myself, guys, can we all just pump the brakes a little bit? It is still only one game.
I will tell you this. I'm okay to not give them the benefit of the doubt in the sense that last year there was also a lot of hype around the Lakers before the season started. So they just got to look. At the end of the day, everybody quiets down when you just play some good basketball, when you have some guys that you feel like, okay, hey, they're all on the same page, when, you know, you feel like it's not just all on the backs of two guys. If they play some good basketball, some of that noise will quiet down. If they don't, it's not going to go anywhere because it is the Lakers.
Look, I think that as long as, look, if they could just hit some shots, and role players, now this is more of a playoff thing, but role players in theory tend to play better at home. And honestly, if you look at the regular season numbers, that stuff kind of bears itself out as well. And maybe that tonight will be one of those nights where, even though they were, you know, whatever it felt like, 4 for a billion, you know, from three against the Warriors, maybe tonight's the night they shoot 35% or 36% from three as a team. And that's enough. You know, like, sometimes that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and do I think that they'll struggle as bad as they did? Probably not. I think there's a good chance. Like you said, you got home cooking. It's the first Laker home game of the year. It's cool. They got all these, you know, they do for most opening nights. They got all the shirts laid out. You know, Laker fans are going to come out. It's Lakers and the Clippers, so that's exciting on its own. Get some of that adrenaline going, maybe some momentum that can carry them at least for the first half. And if it's a game in the second half, I think, you know, we've emphasized this. The Clippers got a little ways to go as well. I don't think this is one of those. I don't think this game will be what we saw in game one. Let's put it that way.
Hey, before you go, Slee, let me ask you guys both a question. Do you guys believe Darvin Ham when he is as positive about Russell Westbrook as he has been? Or is he just trying to appease Russ? Because I feel like all the media people who said the other night, you know, Russ is always the scapegoat. When Russ talked about how 14 years I've been doing the same thing, I tweaked my hamstring because I don't come off the bench. I mean, that to me is Russ making a statement. No, dude, I don't come off the bench. I start. And yet Ham has said everything so positive about Russ. Is he for real, Darvin Ham, or is he just trying to appease him?
I'll say I think, you know, he's coached him for one regular season game. Russ is a Hall of Famer. He is somebody that has, a great reputation around the league when it comes to obviously one of the stars. Now, is he still that player? Probably not. I think Darvin Ham is going to give him every benefit of the doubt because he knows it's in his best interest to do so. So I think there's some – I don't think he's BSing it. Now, can we be 20 games in and could he be frustrated with, man, Russ, I really need you to do this and you're not doing it for the team. But one game in, I don't have any issue with it. I wasn't crazy about, you know, the quote from Russ. Even LeBron saying that the Lakers don't have any, you know, they didn't go out there and get any shooters. He's not wrong, but there was some truths that came out at the end of game one, and it's kind of like, guys, there's 81 games left. Let's let this breathe for a quick second.
That's how I feel.
Well, Slee, bring home a win tonight, okay? You failed
yes,
us on
do
Tuesday.
Do your part, Slee.
You know,
that
you got to do your thing, okay?
Yeah, come on. That is right.
If you have to go out there and shoot a couple threes, do it, okay?
I might be okay compared to that shooting percentage from Tuesday. You might be onto something.
Maybe you're the laser the Lakers need.
Yeah, there it is. Laser Slee. That's your new nickname.
Sounds good, fellas.
All right, see ya. We'll listen to you during the broadcast. There he is, Slee, 5:30. 15 minutes from now, Cappy. Got Slee.
Dude,
Laser
he's becoming such a star that he just goes by Slee now. That's it.
Laser Slee.
Yeah.
We should do a three-point shooting competition.
I would love to do that.
No one will really get hurt doing that. Well, maybe Mason would find a way.
Anybody? You think anybody can shoot threes?
Laura just bursted out laughing in the other side of the glass when I said that.
I mean, handicap that right now. Before you've seen anybody shoot them, before we talk about who's in shape and who's not.
I would say, like, me, you, and Travis in the top three of the people that are here at this station.
Mm-hmm.
Cappy can't shoot.
You know, Cappy's more of an athlete than you think he is.
Really? He gets hurt.
I know he was. We joked that he was just a kicker, but he played Division I football.
He gets hurt all the time.
Well, I got hurt because a 500-mile-an-hour fastball came back.
No, that's true.
Now, are we talking NBA threes? Because that's way harder.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or you want to do college threes?
No. NBA. You got to do NBA.
Why is extra?
Extra. Always extra. You know you were going to go like 1 for 10
in
an NBA.
What are you going to go? What are you going to go?
I may go 1 or 2 of 10, too.
Yeah, so I think that's what we should do. We should try and do it Steph style.
No, that's not fun for anyone, though.
No.
Do it from a college. Yeah, college line. Yeah, college line. We may be able to hit three or four. You know,
I'm gonna start practicing immediately.
Where are you gonna go? San Diego State?
Nah,
USD.
Nah, I don't think so.
Where?
I think I'll go to.
Why aren't you gonna go visit your son? Go. They got a gym there, I'm sure, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I actually shot a basketball for the first time last weekend, and it was just as bad as the last time I had shot a basketball, which was several years earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you won't be in the top three. But we should make that work. We should do that. We should figure something like that out. Maybe for like the All-Star game or something. But anyway, Cappy, real quick, we're way over the break. Laura's giving me the eye. Mm-hmm. So, and not in a good way.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, Christopher, obviously this time I get to make fun of you for not reading the rundown because we're not doing Radio Tinder today.
Yeah, look at that, Christopher. I know you
Damn.
Now, here's what he's going to say. You know, I do a lot of stuff around here. Sorry that I got something wrong. I got to do Lakers today. I got to do Rams in 2 days. I got to do this and I got to do that.
Cut me a break, guys.
Cut me a break. God forbid I miss something.
Well, for what it's worth, I figured you would know by now that we always have Trav on every Thursday at 5:15, but then Trav had to cancel at the last
Trav
minute.
Trav did have to cancel, yeah.
Because something came up. So that happens, you know, and it happened in such a short time that I did not, you know, have a whole lot of time to prepare Radio
Tinder. So basically what we should say to Christopher when it came.
Basically
what he said.
That and
F*** yourselves.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's what Chris is saying to us.
We all agree on one thing.
What?
You should always swipe right on.
Tequila mandala.
That's it.
Yes.
All I know is that we give Cappy so much crap when he doesn't read the rundown, so.
I know, it's true. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Sorry.
Now you're making goose references.
Sorry.
Rally goose.
I'll hook him up with doo-doo.
Yeah.
I love that drop now.
Yeah.
I'll hook him up with doo-doo. I will hook a brother up with doo-doo.
Not
doo-doo Brown. Yeah, you don't want one of those doo-doo shirts?
Wrong, mother.
You don't want one of those, huh?
No.
I don't.
Well,
Zidane
don't.
Zidane doesn't want them doo-doo colors either.
Nah.
See?
Why not?
Nah.
Why not be a supporter? Had the Dodgers beaten the Padres, I would be supporting the Dodgers right now.
It's different.
Totally different.
Totally different.
Yeah, but I have like zero attachment to the Padres. The only even tangential thing you could say is Manny Machado grew up in the same town I grew up in.
But
tangential. Wow.
Yeah.
Good
strong word.
But you could also say the same thing for the kid who pitched for the Yankees the other day that beat.
Don't talk about that. Just stop.
Nestor Cortez also grew up in the same neighborhood.
Nestor Cortez, who got an extra day of rest when he wasn't supposed to have one.
she's still bitter.
I get it, Lindsay. I'm still bitter. This is why I'm petty and I don't support San Diego, even though they're in Southern California.
Cappy, can I get you to watch the UFC this weekend? Charles Oliveira and Islam Makhachev?
It's a great card, Cap.
It is incredible. And it's at 2 o'clock. It's not even at night.
Okay, so the answer is very possible. Here's why.
Yeah.
Because while it's 2 o'clock here on the West Coast, I will be on the East Coast. It'll be 5 o'clock. So I'm kind of thinking possibility.
The main event starts at 2 o'clock.
I think it starts at 11.
No, the main event, though.
The prelims start at 11.
And the main event at 2.
Woof.
Yeah.
Main event at 2.
Main event at 2 Pacific, so 5 Eastern, yes. And you'll be on the
possible.
East Coast. Right.
Definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
Certainly a possibility. God, I got to fly all night tonight. What a pain in the ass.
You're doing red eye?
Yeah.
Dude.
I love red eye. I'm flying red eye tomorrow with the booth.
Nah, bro. It's got to be like there's no other choice.
Cappy, you're gonna be in Wheeling, so you got to go to the Wheeling Casino and lay down some bets.
Okay, wait a second. There's a casino where I'm going.
Right there.
I'm going teeny tiny Wheeling, West Virginia.
There is a huge casino in Wheeling.
A huge casino.
Me. Yeah, it's a big ass casino.
Okay.
Sedano's face. Did you see it?
I mean, for
little tiny Wheeling, it's really the only thing in that area.
So huge adjacent is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to go, Lindsay.
You sure? It's a nice casino, Cap. I mean, I haven't been there in a long time, but I always enjoyed it.
Okay, I'm going to go play.
You should. Win us some money, Cappy.
I know. I need to win some money.
play some bets.
Hey, speaking of money, winning money, George, the other day you mentioned that you had gotten lottery tickets, right?
I did yesterday in Arizona.
And the Powerball, the Powerball, I think I saw a sign yesterday.
They had like a glitch in the system. Did you see that?
No. So that's what I was going to ask. I mean, so now it's gotten up to like another $500 million or something, right?
It's $550 or something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
If I win that, I'm gone.
You're out of here.
Oh, bro. I'm buying some house like somewhere and you'll never hear from me again.
Really? That's
$550 million?
Yeah, but, you know, come on. Let's face it, George. It's not that much money. If you do the one-time payout, it's only like $250 million. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with that?
I mean, I can still do a lot.
Pero you love what you do. You wouldn't come to work. I would.
You could buy Vin Scully's house.
I'd buy the radio station away from these guys, and then I'd be Cappy's boss.
Take it right from Good Karma. They're like, why are you buying the station, George? You work here.
I want to be his boss. We're like friends. What I'll do is I'll buy a stake in the station.
And then you'll just boss everybody around.
Just let me run LA.
Would you buy Sided?
I could buy Sided from you.
Dude, that would be phenomenal. If you would buy Sided for me,
oh, see, I can't
if you
do
would
it,
buy can. Sided for me, that would be great.
There you go. Because here's the thing. If I win $250 million, let's say I then all of a sudden I buy Sided, then I can try to get in with all the other VC people and be like, look at this thing. Why don't you help buy this from me? And then I sell it to somebody else.
Right, exactly. I will have no problem if you buy it from me.
Right.
And then you sell it for even more. Good for you.
Right.
But I need you to buy it from me for $50 million, and then if you can go sell it for $150 million, go do it.
Okay. Done deal.
Boom.
Okay. So if you win the Powerball, $550 million, you're buying Sided for $50
million. Yeah.
Done deal.
And I'm going to buy a pickleball team.
Oh, well, Tom Brady just bought one.
Everybody's buying one. Yeah. Why not?
Right. Yeah. Everybody wants one. Drew Brees has one. LeBron's got one.
Right.
Tom Brady. He's just such a like a wannabe cool kid. Like he saw that like LeBron bought one. Well, it's true. Drew Brees bought a pickleball team, and then LeBron bought a pickleball team, and then like 2 weeks later, Tom Brady's like, "Well, I got to have a pickleball team."
Yeah. I think Kevin Durant and LeBron were like the first two guys to buy. Mm-hmm. Them. Yeah.
What would you name your team, Sedano? I want to know
the pickleball team.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know why I'm like, I'm curious about that.
Mm. It would depend on what city they would be in. Because they're like, you have to buy cities. They're like the, I don't, is there already an LA team?
Make what? One.
I don't know. I was going to say, are they like buying pre-existing pickleball teams?
Well, I think they're expansion franchises for this league that's going to start.
Okay, so you
they've
would
got
buy
like a TV deal and everything, I heard.
Damn.
It's crazy.
I would buy the Cleveland Cool Cucumbers.
Cool cucumber.
Because that's like
what
pickle.
The hell, girl?
It's all alliteration.
Yeah.
I would buy the San Diego Bolts, and I would just use all the old school Charger colors and everything, just so I could kind of take advantage of that.
And
you know
you
what
can
mean?
Sell it in your merch store.
That's a great idea. Really good idea. Oh, George, just wait. Speaking of merch, just wait.
Yeah.
If, and more I would say leaning towards when I choose to return to the circle. Mm-hmm. Trust me when I tell you, it will not be just some random entry into a conversation. It will be breaking down a monster brick wall, and merch will be prominently featured.
Cappy, you're not good at the morsel stuff. You're like basically telling us you're coming back.
Well, I'm not sure.
With merch.
Well, no, you did. No, you did. You said not if, when.
You did say yesterday, you said there 1,000% will be a return. Right. I can guarantee that.
Well, that return may just kind of be a walk in, make my presence felt, and walk right back out. Peace.
Okay.
You know, I'm dipping or all bouncing. Right. I don't know if I should dip or bounce or both.
Hi, Cappy.
Bouncing the sled.
I love you, Cappy.
By the way, someone in the community, thank you for pointing out, the main card actually does start at 11 a.m. Pacific.
That's what my friend told me, and I was like, really?
Yeah. Well, Abu Dhabi, yeah. So, Cappy, it'd be 2 o'clock your time.
Yeah, football game kicks off at 1 o'clock.
Mm. We got to go. We have 7 seconds.
All right, let's go. Go Lakers.
People are saying bye-bye.
They're like trying to get Sedano's attention.
I'll see you there. We also are late because we got to get to Slee.
I mean, it's kind of a hard out.
Slee adjacent.
Yeah.
Hard out adjacent.
Yeah.
All right, Cappy, who's winning tonight?
I'm going Lakers just for the goof of it all.
I think so, too. I honestly got a good feeling about tonight.
I got a feeling.
You know what? The Lakers are winning.
Tonight's going to be a good night.
The Lakers are winning because I'm in the house.
Yeah, you got your Kobe jersey on.
I don't know. We lost like three games.
You got your Mamba Kobe jersey
on. I do got my Mamba Kobe jersey.
It's the black one, yeah.
And I'm not taking the boo because he is a Clipper fan. Yeah. He's also working. So I'm taking his sister. So she better be good luck. Kiki, you better be good luck.
Lindsay, you got the Lakers t-shirt on. Are they winning?
I don't think so because every game that Laura and I went to, something bad happened. Like Anthony Davis got hurt.
No, girl. That was bad juju from you. Don't be putting it because when I go by myself, I win.
Make sure you look for us on the scoreboard.
I don't know what that voice was, but
okay. Look for us on the scoreboard tonight. We're going to be looking hot.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. We took a minute away from Slee. All right, Slee's coming up next. Well, Lakers basketball in a moment.